we found it very difficult to get contractors to open and close and maintain the toilets. So we've had to have port-a-loos for the last few years in Mullaghmore, which is fine, but it wasn't suitable. You know, the location of them wasn't great, and you know, they're just unsightly, particularly in a village like Mullaghmore. It's an important destination point on the Wild Atlantic, a discovery point on the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's hugely popular tourist destination for the summer. It's very, very busy. So it's great now, at least, that the public toilets that are there, and there are showers there as well for the public to use, that they'll be open, they'll be maintained, they'll be kept clean for the entire summer, and so there'll be no more port-a-loos there on the path, and people can use the facilities there, and it's handy for locals.
Yeah, because it's important for a number of reasons, because like you've said, that locals and tourists alike have almost been banging this drum for a number of years, and it's just great to see, you know, people being listened to and having something new for the area.
Absolutely, because what has been happening, and I've heard just from businesses as well, is that, you know, that tour buses who used to come to Mullaghmore, they if the facilities aren't there, the bus drivers won't obviously come and bring their passengers, because if there's no facilities to use, then they'll have to stop somewhere else. And that's a shame, because it means that, you know, if people are coming to Mullaghmore and they're spending money, that's only good for the area and it's good for the village.